The Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to Claudia Golden for her work on the gap between men and women in the workplace. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced the prize on Monday. The 77-year-old Golden is only the third woman among 93 past Nobel Economics Prize winners. She is a professor at Harvard University. Golden's research has shown that even in the field of economics, women earn about 13% less than men. The pay gap prevents some women from continuing their education. The Nobel Committee credits Golden with finding missing data to better explain continuing differences between both the pay and work involvement or participation of men and women. The group called Golden a detective who found new data sources and creative ways to use them to measure these unknowns. Golden studied information related to female participation in the workplace over 200 years and found that their pay started low and never caught up to men. She looked at women whose jobs went uncounted, such as those who worked on farms alongside their husbands or made clothing at home. Golden said the pay gap that existed then still exists today, even as women gain higher levels of education than men. In the 1990s, she said, American women led the world in their labor participation rate, but the rate has dropped since then. I think something has happened in America, Golden said. We have to ask questions about piecing together the family, the home, with the marketplace and employment. Even as women have made education gains, Golden notes, they still often feel pressure to stay at home to care for children or to choose jobs that permit them to be available to children. They graduate from college at much higher rates than men. They do better in high school than men do. So why are there these differences? Golden asked. Randy Hjalmarsson of the Nobel Committee said Golden's work does not provide specific solutions to the problem. However, she said Golden did identify the source of the gap and how it's changed over time. Hjalmarsson added, by finally understanding the problem and calling it by the right name, we will be able to pave a better route forward. Golden suggested men need to do a better job sharing childcare and work responsibilities. Women, she said, often miss out on career progress that comes with working longer hours or on weekends because they feel pressure to care for children. She also suggested that the U.S. government put more money into after-school programs. Very few of us have jobs that finish at 3 p.m., she said. Golden noted that women in Canada, France, and Japan currently have a higher labor participation rate than those in the U.S. Golden said, some of the work still needs to be done by couples. She notes that couple equity also leads to more gender equity. Golden also noted that girls pay attention to how their mothers participated in work and that each generation learns from the successes and failures of preceding generations. The prize comes with an award of about $1 million and will be presented at a ceremony in Sweden later this year. I'm Dan Friedel.